From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. America's top diplomat Rex Tillerson is in Japan for his three-nation tour in Asia. Newly appointed U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will visit South Korea Friday at a time of significant political change that would complicate the alliance between Washington and Seoul. VOA's Brian Patton reports from the South Korean capital.
South Korea is in the midst of disruptive political change following the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye, who was removed from office for her alleged involvement in a multi-million dollar bribery scandal. And liberal opposition leaders who don't see eye to eye with the United States on North Korea policy are poised to win a soon-to-be-held presidential election. But this week, the new U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will see only scenes of unity when he visits with American military forces in South Korea, engaged in joint exercises that include the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, in a show of force to counter North Korea's advancing missile and nuclear capabilities. North Korea has warned it would launch merciless attacks if the carrier infringes on its sovereignty or dignity during the drills. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
A federal judge in Hawaii put President Donald Trump's revised travel ban on hold Wednesday, hours before it was to take effect. Judge Derek Wasson wrote, lawyers representing the state showed irreparable injury is likely if the requested relief is not issued. Hawaii argued Trump's temporary ban on travelers and migrants from six Muslim-majority countries would harm tourism. This is VOA News.